Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter Interior Paint is a paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter Paint and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Aww. Welcome to Confidently Insecure, the podcast where we're absolutely sure we don't know everything. I'm your girl, Kelsey Dara, and I wish I could show you, but he's kind of bopping around right now. He's being a really big, brave boy. We have some
housekeeping.
We have a new foster dog, Fred. And I keep accidentally calling him Frank, which is like not Fred. But I think it's because one of my good friend, Freddie, I'm like so used to her name being Fred. And so I keep just accidentally slipping to Frank. And he does look like a Frank, to be honest. But he's got a perma frown face and he's like a mini hippo with ears. He's so sweet. He has yet to bark. He is so gentle. He just wants cuddles. He's like under 40 pounds and he's just obviously a very inbred micro bully, but fuck, he is so cute. He looks like a little gremlin. Hopefully he'll decide to come join us. I got Hippo over here right now too, sleeping. And so I think sometimes Fred keeps giving Hippo his space. He's like, he's the alpha. Oh my gosh, how are we, confidants? It's so nice to be back in my office. I was in New York for the last two episodes, and I'm back in my routine. You know, I'm chucking along now that I've finished the second book. I've been doing copy edits. And oh my gosh, something else exciting happened. You guys are actually going to be the first ones to see this because I haven't announced it online yet. If you're watching this on youtube.com/KelseyDara, you will see my new merch with this amazing designer named Freddie Tyler Paul. You've probably seen his shirts go viral because they're so like funny and chaotic. But this is a collab for all of our mental health baddies out there. It says, "Don't talk to me before I've had my Lexapro laced iced coffee." Are you kidding? Like, is there anything more? And if you can't see it, it's like a cute little coffee cup being poured with coffee and like a little hand sprinkling in some pills. And we were trying to think of like what kind of mental health shirt we wanted to do. And proceeds will go to NAMI, which is the mental health fund that I always support. And the shirts are sustainably made. They're locally made in Los Angeles. And I was like, what kind of vibe do we want to go for? And I was like, I can't really think right now. I haven't even had my Lexapro or iced coffee. Like, give me a minute. And then I was like, and there it is. They're so cute. They're coming in like these really cute tees as well as sweatshirts that have really cute fits to them. Like they have kind of the fitted cuff sleeves, but then they're kind of puffy and billowy in the arms and they're so soft on the inside and they're just cool looking. They're like graphically chaotic and I'm obsessed with his stuff. So you guys are going to be the first one to hear about it. They're launching this week. I'm doing a little photo shoot later with some pals to get some assets made so that we can post about it all this week. So definitely check them out. I'm so proud of them. I think they turned out so cute and I know we're doing a limited run. So get them while they're hot, baby. It is hot, speaking of. Fucking talk about a hot girl summer. My God. It is like too hot to walk poor Hippo during the sunshine hours. I have to take him out in the morning and at night. But otherwise, he's just sleeping, which is pretty regular for him. Oh my gosh. Okay. New foster Fred. New merch lunch with Freddy, the human. I also had some like finally good news about a project that I've been working on for freaking years, y'all. Like, It takes forever to do anything in traditional Hollywood. And I know you're probably sick of me complaining about it, but when you really do work in digital space and you work for yourself and you can just kind of make things happen whenever you want on your timeline and like you'll know they'll get done, it is so humbling and frustrating and such a good like test in patience when you have to like abide by Hollywood bigwig exec timelines and bossiness and things that they want you to do. But this project is such a close passion project for me, and it's been something I've been working on for years. And good news is a contract finally came through that will be signing that will allow me to finish this project. And then finally, something I have made in the documentary space will get to see the light of day. And there will be an exciting like online digital premiere that I'll be able to do with you guys to watch the movie together. And it'll be really exciting. And I'm just like, it's almost like you don't want to get too excited, right? Because you've waited this long and you don't want to get ahead of yourself. But I'm trying to celebrate this like passion project win. And it's just, I'm excited for you guys to see something that I can do that's like more long form, what we call like in the linear space. So that's exciting housekeeping that happened this weekend. Also, still trying to decide on a book title. I have not gotten enough data to know which title is better. So please DM me if I can send you the two titles so you can tell me which one you like better and why. Right now it's in the copy edit phase. So, you know, I've sent it off for them to fix all my grammar because don't like, let me be very clear. This is my second book and I am a bad writer. Like, I'm not a good writer. I think I'm just a good storyteller. And so having someone be able to shape your words is, it's such a relief and a release because like I write in internet speak and like text language. So if y'all ever saw this first draft, I don't think you would be very proud of me. So this is the exciting phase where it kind of gets polished and put together while I get to work on like the design aspect, which is so fun and so exciting. What else? Oh my gosh. Is anyone watching Love Island? Tonight's the finale, which means we'll already know by the time this comes out who won. And I'm going to make a prediction. I think Amaya Papaya and Brian, which like who cares about him? He's great and lovely and wonderful and I hope he treats her right. But the real star of this show is Amaya Papaya. I think Shelly and Ace getting voted off the other night was crazy. Absolutely insane behavior by the audience. But if Nick and Alandria win, I won't be mad. I'll just be like, we're not even voting for love here, y'all. We're just voting for who we like the best. And I don't know if that's like, I don't know if that's the point of the show. You know what I'm saying? Write a comment below based on now that you know who's won, how you feel about it. Also, Justin Bieber just released a new album. And I don't know how I feel. Like, I'm happy that he's released music, but I am worried for that boy. As someone who has grown up and lived very close to addiction, I just fear for that boy's life and what he's going through. And I think when you're not hitting a rock bottom, when you're using, and this is all speculation, of course, and I don't want to like read into something, especially if it's none of my business, obviously, but you can't help but see the proof in his public persona. And when you're not hitting a rock bottom and going through addiction, it is like, what's it going to take? And usually it's something huge and life altering to take that person to change. And I just feel like he's one of those people that are surrounded by so many protections to keep his wants and desires fueled that it would be very hard to stop it. And I you know, I think Hailey Bieber has a really good smoothie. I don't know her personally. She seems like a nice girl. Obviously, I rock with Selena, but they are not even together, so who cares? But like, I just feel so bad for her as a new mother. And like, oh man, it must be so tough to be the partner of someone in that position. And anyway, new album's supposed to be good. People are just enjoying hearing him have music out again. And the lyrics apparently are biting and fire. And I need to do like a full sit down and listen because I have not done that yet. So I can't make an accurate assessment. I've only seen the TikTok takes, etc. But let me know how you feel about it all. I've had so many ADHD thoughts today. I was like, I need to get everything out. I feel like I haven't done like a pop culture combo housekeeping with you guys in a minute. But yeah, I'm curious of y'all's thoughts about this album, because it's also one of those things where I think he will look back on it and like know that that was the album made in the throes of addiction. And that's tough to want to appreciate the art, because you just know it's coming from a place of like pain and fucked upery. Yeah, I think about things that I made back in my alcoholic days. And I think because I never had a super scary rock bottom, I can look back and just be like, oh my God, Jesus Christ. But I think sometimes artists believe that they need to be in an altered state or in a certain vibe and a feeling, and they almost can create chaos around them to be able to create something. And I try to unsubscribe to that, but I also fully get it. Like, I fully have been there as an artist where you want to be feeling something. Like, I will be putting on sad music. I'll be eating certain things. I'll have certain things in my like visual field so that I can feel something. Cause sometimes you just need to get back to that place of pain to be able to write. And I'm still figuring out how to do that in a healthy way. Because sometimes I just worry that it's not the authenticity isn't in it if I'm not being able to access that place. And I totally understand how being sober doesn't really help that narrative. I totally get that. But I also am so cautious to believe that that's what can get us there. So if you have any tips, I know that's kind of a rando one, but if you do have any tips on like, how do you find yourself being able to look back at something and create from a place of pain and like turn it into something meaningful? And like, how do you get back there and how do you really sit and live in it in a healthy way? I think a lot about that with actors too. Like, God, they must have to go to just some like really dark, fucked up places in my mind, whew, their mind. You don't want to live in my mind. It's a scary place. I was going to say the person that I think of when I think of the actors who have to go to that deep place of pain but are able to like pop out of it really easily is when I've seen behind the scenes of the one and only Pedro Pascal, and I've seen the way he can like jump in and out of a scene. I'm like, man, that's a guy that can just flip on and off a switch. Another actor who's really good at that is Jennifer Lawrence. Like, I've seen her, you know, they don't have this like method acting of having to live and like soak and marinate in it. They're able to just like boop, boop, laugh, and then they can like drop back into a scene about death. It's a talent, you know? Don't tell me acting ain't work. Speaking of Pedro Pascal, this episode, as you I'm sure can tell by the title, Harper's Bazaar released their, I guess, millennial, once in a millennia list of the hottest men of all time, the 50 hottest men of all time. And we're going to talk about it. You know, what is sexiness? What's the through line here? What does it mean to be the hottest man? Is it okay to be ranking men like this? Spoiler alert, I think yes. And we'll see it all right when we come back from this quick break.
Say big and Menards and keep cool in the summer heat with a new window air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Featuring 3 fan cooling speeds and a remote control, allowing you to cool your space from anywhere in the room. Save big money on Denali Air. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
Bazaar, 50 hottest men of all time. Let's talk about it. I mean, there is no shortage of hot men in this town. And they published their list this week. And people have some thoughts. So let's get right to it, right? I am going to start at the beginning and kind of jump around. Number one on their list is none other the hottest man of all time, Rebel Without a Cause star, James Dean. And I'm not going to lie to you. I ain't thrilled about this one. I don't really know who this man is, except for the Taylor Swift song. But when I'm looking at him, and this goes to objectifying men in a ranked list, I feel like this is what we've been doing to women for all of the eternity. So I do not feel bad when I say this. I don't think that man's this hot. I think he's got kind of an egg-shaped head, strange hairline, little tiny eyes. He looks like it's not really for me. It's just very whitewashed neighbor next door, like classic Americana man. And it's not really for me. And 44% of people who viewed this list thought that he is number one. 32% of people said they think he should be lower. And 22% said that he didn't belong on the list at all. I don't know enough of his work. Maybe he was a good person, you know? Maybe that's what got him up there. Maybe he's got real good tales, but gosh, I don't know. I can't imagine a man like that back then being just all wholesome and sweet. I could be wrong. I could be judging a book by its cover, but that's what this list is for. Am I right? Moving on. Now, here is one I completely wholeheartedly agree with. Number two is hip-hop icon and actor Tupac Shakur. Now, this man, I don't think I realize how hot, and it's not even hot. This is a beautiful-looking man. Like, he's got the eyelashes, he's got the style, he's got the swagger, he's got these, like, piercing, like, cheekbones. He's just got it all. He's got soft, he's got masculine. I fully 100% agree that this is a very attractive man. Number two, sure. I think also having a black man at number two is needed and amazing, and had it been another white man, I would have been pissed, because no offense to white people and white men, but some of us can all kind of start to look the same. It's a little white bread for me, and this man is oof. Yeah, I like this one for us. Okay, number three. Another controversial one. Are you gonna go my way, musician Lenny Kravitz? Now, if we were talking about style alone, I think he could be number one. And he is kind of an iconic, sex appealed, known for sort of his vibe and riz with the ladies. That's kind of always been his thing. But I think he's also incredibly talented. I sat next to him once on a couch at my gym, and that man had on some very leathery pants, and he kind of squeaked when he walked, and I wasn't mad at it. I think the fact, too, that he is not afraid to dress and carry, like, a feminine air helps. I think women probably are like, yes, we feel safe around this guy. Also, hot tattoos. Just always very presentable. Fun fact, Lisa Bonet has two ex-husbands on this list, Lenny Kravitz being one of them. So, number three, yeah. You know what? Sure. But here's where I start to disagree in the way of, I think this man is ranked too low, is our number four. You know, I love him. He gives everything for me in terms of looks, personality, talent, charisma. Mr. Pedro Pascal got ranked number four. He's like the internet's boyfriend, the star of The Last of Us. Also, I think The Mandalorian, right? That's the name of that other thing. I never watched it. I love the Latino representation on this list. We have two very hot, attractive men in the top 10 that are Latino. I also think, like, him being chronically online deserves a higher spot. Like, I think he's just a part of the culture and the zeitgeist in a way that makes us all feel like we all have a chance. And I love that for us. And I love that for him. I think he could have been ranked a little bit harder and hotter. Okay, let's see. Now we're going up to... Oh, this was a hot take. Top five, Charles Melton of Riverdale and May December fame. And I'm not going to lie, this is another one of those sharp, sharply attractive men. They used a very interesting picture for him, though. People were complaining because he has this kind of funny mustache that's, like, not giving the most attractive men we've ever seen on the planet in his photo. But I am in a lot of agreement that this man has got the look, the talent. I've heard he's very sweet. They call him the himbo with hidden depth, which is fucking hilarious. I do want him to graduate to some acting outside of his hotness. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think someone else that who's on this list, funny enough, that is growing out of their hotness, that is beyond, like, they're actually talented and they're not just being cast for their hotness, is like a Jacob Elordi. I think he's giving us range and dynamic, and I'm excited to see where his career goes. Another one is like Timothée Chalamet. I don't even think he's on this list, is he? Our little boy Tim. I'm excited though. I want to see Charles Melton act outside of his hotness. Okay, next we've got Marlon Brando. He's a throwback of black and white from A Streetcar Named Desire to Vito Corleone and The Godfather. He played a lot of not good guys. He played a lot of bad boys, but he was always the most good looking, is what Harper's Bazaar had to say. I think this one's like a legacy pool, because I don't think that he's all that in a bag of chips. Again, maybe I'm just like kind of over mediocre looking white men, but like, I just think there are more interesting looking people. I think this one's a legacy pool, a legacy ranking, if you will. Next we got Paul Mescal, and oof, baby, this dreamy Irishman, damn, hard agree. Okay, this is the one that's got an interesting looking face, those baby blues, he's got those curls, he's got the tattoos, and again, he acts outside of his hotness. Like, he is so fucking talented, and I think he is just going to continue to rise as like a proper movie star, which I don't think we have a lot of those. Ever since like Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt have aged out, I don't know that we have any more like movie stars coming up, but I think Paul Mescal, he could be that guy. La 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 la. Ooh, I love this one for us. Bad Bunny next. Okay. I think he is also someone who encapsulates the talent, the fashion, the musical hits. You know, he's someone that is not only good looking, but is not afraid to try and be a little ugly, right? Like, he does those sketches on SNL. He's become like our guy. He's become a star of the people. And an attainable hot guy is what I think the top 10 should be consistent of, which I don't think our Marlon Brando and our James Dean are very, like, maybe because they're also dead, but they don't give like attainable hot guy. They just get like any, like, it's just whatever to me, you know, like, they're just attainable. Okay. Aaron Taylor Johnson, who I actually didn't know who this person was. He is from he was a teen heartthrob in Nowhere Boy and Angus. And then he transformed to an action star in Kick-Ass and Bullet Train. He's also a dramatic actor, and sure, fine. Kind of looks like a Costco version of Paul Mescal, but not here nor there. I love that Dev Patel was next, okay? Not only was he our breakout star in Slumdog Millionaire, but he also directed Monkey Man, which was one of my favorite action films in a long time. But again, I think this is someone that people are not going to like automatically assume as a top 10. Because he gives off a little bit of like boyish quality. He's more of like an international actor. He's not in like our everyday feed. But when you really look at this man, like, he's got the gentle eyes, but the strong brow bone. And that for me, that's a deadly combo. Those little boy eyes with the strong brow. Like, it's just giving playful, but also like, I will take care of you. Also smart and creative. I love this for us. Hayden Christensen being on the list, I feel like he's always been on these freaking lists, and it's, again, it's kind of vanilla ice cream for me. It's good, everyone likes it, but I don't want it all the time. Jason Momoa. Got a 12 pack on this man. Those bright green eyes. This one was for like the everyone. This one was like an everyone crowd pleaser, right? He's giving us our traditional hot masculinity. This is our Aquaman. This guy looks good in freaking fish gills. He can do whatever he want, and we're all going to love him for it, right? Like, this is just a traditionally straight up hot freaking man, and I think he is where he belongs. Now that we've done the top 10, I'm going to jump around. Oh, did we do the top 10? Wait, I think so. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yes, that was the top 10. I can count. This is where I'm going to discuss a little bit more of the controversial ones. Being so high up in the ranking, people are not thrilled to see Robert Pattinson. And to that, I say, go fuck yourself. Because that man, again, he's up here because he is the talent and the personality. Like, he is the silent killer on the film. He is teen heartthrob turned dramatic actor. Like, the fact that he is known now for so much more than Twilight, I'm like, oh, that's what we love to see the glow up. But he also captured all of our hearts. And that chin, come on. Psh, you could slice diamonds with that chin, baby. Love that for us. Okay, we got Harrison Ford and Paul Newman, kind of like bland white guys for me. We got Jacob Elordi, which everyone's going to be a fan of. Controversial one, Elvis Presley. I don't know that he does it for me. I'm not going to lie, Elvis Presley. And, like, wasn't he kind of problematic with his wife? I didn't watch Priscilla, but, like, don't we, like, not love him for a lot of stuff? He's got those pillowy lips, I'll give that to him, but again, not for me. Let's see some more interesting takes. Jesse Williams. I love that he made this list because I haven't seen him around since Grey's Anatomy. Like, what's he up to? But that one was like another fan favorite all girl. Like, give me those light eyes, baby. I love that for us. Oh, one of my faves. Let's talk about Bill Skarsgård. Now, I don't know if it's just because I think the athlete looks like Bill Skarsgård, but the fact that that man can be it, the underground sewer serial killing clown, and also look the way that he does on a day-to-day basis, that's called range, okay? That's called mystery. That's called, you'll never be freaking bored with this man, okay? He can contort. He can flex. He sucks in those fucking cheeks. And you just get, I would do a lot of things to this man. And the fact that his older brother, Skarsgård, did not make the list makes me LOL. Swedish. Those Swedes. Maybe I'm into the Swedes. Is that what it is? But there's just something about those eyes that I'm like, you're going to kill me, but I also would like to have sex with you. And that, for me, I guess, is the kind of range I like in a man. We've got Denzel on here, which I think is a crime that he's as low as he is. I think he actually should be way fucking higher. Because have you seen this man talk about his wife? Have you seen this man talk about his conviction? Have you seen this man talk about literally anything he's passionate about? Oh, I think he should be way high. You know what? I would like to have seen him, like, 2 or 3. Okay? Him and Pedro, to me, same level. This is a man that has no business being this talented and hot and likable, okay? And has maintained a good reputation, has been nothing but a stand-up talent, according to Hollywood, and I think that's admirable, and he should be up higher. That was my hot take. Jake Gyllenhaal being on here, get out of here, Baron. Just fucking get out of here. Go somewhere else. Not on this list. Not for me. Henry Golding, I think, is a good pick. I think he could have even been a little higher, but I think because he hasn't really given us that range yet. You know, I saw him in that new Blake Lively and a Kendrick film. Oh, gosh, what's the name? Y'all know what I'm at. Oh, A Simple Favor 2. Another Simple Favor. He was, like, just a goof in that film. He was just, like, a little drunk alcoholic goof. And I was like, I need you to give us something more drama. I need you to give us Academy Award winning. And then I think he'll be higher on this list. Let's see some more. Brad Pitt and Leo obviously being on here feels obvious. Rami Malek was an interesting take for some people. Some people were not thrilled because they think he's, like, kind of quirky looking. But to that, I say, what is quirky but more edges for me to put my face on? You know, it's just angular. It just looks like a good seat. My boy Chris Evans, being the first Chris on here, was so fucking thrilled to see he outranked Pine, Hemsworth, and what's the other? Pratt. I don't even think Pratt's on this list. Thank God. Chris Evans is everyone's boyfriend. He's giving plain white guy next door, but he's got the fucking spice to him. He's got the little extra flavor that I'm like, yes, this is who we're missing. This is a talent. This is a personality. Thrilled. Would have loved to see him higher. Idris Elba also being where he is blasphemy. I think he should have been way freaking higher. Ryan Gosling, fine. Tyson Beckford, we know that that's just a vanity play. You know, that man is good to look at. I think Michael B. Jordan should have been a little bit higher on this list, too. David Beckham, we love our short king. Fine, you know, whatever. Henry Cavill, Superman himself, great. I think Zayn Malik, if we're seriously just talking about, like, looks in types of, like, hotness, that man should have been way higher. Zayn is a inarguably good-looking dude. That is a attractive, well-put-together, talented man, and I think he smolders like nobody else, and for his smoldering alone, he could have been a lot higher. Gong Yoo from Squid Game, which also I just finished watching that. I binged it. I am so on the train of happy of how it ended. I think it was a perfectly tied up series. I won't spoil anything, but I loved the things that happened. And sure, if they want to make a spinoff series, go for it. But I think where it ended for itself in that universe was perfect. A lot of people were torn on Gong Yoo's placement because they think he just got on there because Squid Games is hot and popping right now. But I think this man is incredibly attractive and you all should shut up. Y'all should shut up and enjoy this list. Then we got a Hemsworth, fine. A$AP Rocky is very attractive and last on the list. And I think for his fashion choices alone, he should have been a lot higher. And people are agreeing, like, he has enough talents and cultural impact that he could have been a lot higher, in my opinion. Also, the outfits he's even just wearing in this freaking list alone. He's wearing some sort of, like, jean varsity jacket with two what looks like King Charles Spaniels on them with gold chains, and denim jeans with gorgeous flower embroidery on them. Like, to me, I'm like, yeah, that alone deserves a top 10 for me. Also very talented, unproblematic king. Yeah, he's also done fashion campaigns for Dior and Calvin Klein and DKNY. So, you know, proof is in the pudding. Yeah, so this was the list. Again, people had a lot to say. I think if we're looking at this list, honestly, we're looking at legacy and talent, presence, and impact. I think also they were ranking it on like cultural impact. I am curious who the judges were. It doesn't say. And, you know, when a list like this comes out, I think it's just fun fodder and discourse for the people to, I don't know, just act like absolute heathens and animals for a moment and let it be a little harmless. because like I said, women get this every single day. We get judged like this every single day. And it's so openly talked about. Like, they don't even try and hide it. Like, I feel a little bad doing this episode. I'm like, ooh, I'm doing something I shouldn't. So I don't feel bad. I'm trying not to feel bad about it. Again, we're looking at like also modern icons versus iconic legends, you know, our James Dean, our Tupac, our Lenny Kravitz. Yeah, I think we also were ranking these men on like their emotional depth. The personality played into a lot of it. I think if we've been able to publicly see these people cry, they probably ranked a little bit higher, right? Like, we want to see their heart. That's what makes a man hot to us. And I'm speaking for all of ladies. We want to see a man be able to be in touch with his feelings. We don't want a robot. Some other highlights, again, like I said, the Latino representation spotlight. Like, I think, you know, those men being in their top 10, that was really meaningful and important. And I think they did a good job of like diversifying this, even though they did put a lot of like cornbread white men on there. We're trying. We're making moves. We're making waves. And a lot of these men participate in a lot of activism, which I think was really important to show that they don't just sit in their high castles with their money. They're actually doing something important. And the more relatable and cultural impact that they can have, I think the higher they went on the list. Again, Lisa Bonet having two ex-husbands on this list is the most baller move of everything. I think she should be ranked in some sort of list of bad bitchery, and she should be number one because... clearly she knows how to get them. That was fun though. I feel like I needed a good little silly episode with y'all because I feel like I've just been working and trying to get back in a routine and try to like chase this paper and like keep up with everything. And so to be able to just sit and have like a goofy, silly little girly gab chat, this was really fun. Confidants, that's it for this week. Tell me, what did you think of the list? Who would you put on number one? Also, who do you think is missing from this list? I have my own opinions. I'll share them on Instagram this week. But until then, until next week, stay hot. Okay, my friends, give us a rating on iTunes. That makes you even hotter. Check out the Freddie Tyler Paul collabo. I'll be launching it on my Instagram this week. And we'll see you next week. Bye, confidants.
Stay big at Menards and keep cool in the summer heat with a new window air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Featuring 3 fan cooling speeds and a remote control, allowing you to cool your space from anywhere in the room. Save big money on Denali Air. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.